"Yes, I am," he said firmly. Our eyes met, and all the sir melted out of his honest heart as he gave me his hand. "Pep, dear old boy, life is full of so many goodbyes. I'm a blacksmith, and you're a gentleman. We must live apart. I'm not proud. It's just that I want to be in the right place. I'm wrong in these clothes, and I'm wrong in London. But I'm fine at the forge, or in the kitchen, or on the marshes. You won't find so much wrong with me if you come to see Joe the blacksmith at the old forge, doing the old work. I know I'm stupid, but I think I've understood this at last. And so, God bless you, Pip, dear old boy. God bless you." His words, spoken simply and from the heart, touched me deeply. By the time I had managed to control my tears and looked round for him, he had gone. I decided to visit Miss Havisham as soon as possible. Next day, when I arrived to take my seat on the coach to our town, I discovered I was sitting in front of two convicts, who were being taken to the prison ships by their guard. The prisoners wore handcuffs and iron chains on their legs. With horror, I suddenly recognized one of them. It was the man in our village pub who had given me the £2 notes. And strangely enough, during the journey, I heard the prisoners talking about it.
"So Magwitch asked you to give the boy £2. Trusted you to do it?"